ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Are we broadcasting?
Yeah.
3 minutes. We broadcasted 3 minutes. Maybe we're broadcasting on the phone.
Yeah, in the video.
Yeah,
on video.
Okay. Welcome everybody to the second Bhaktivinoda Thakur International webinar. We're talking about the sonic theology, the ways and means to give benefit to everyone in the world, which is the preoccupation of the great acharyas whom we are trying to emulate. We're following in their footsteps. They have advised us through the ages that the best occupation for every human being is to dedicate one's life's energy to the service of Lord Hari. And we fully intend to do that, although we feel incapable at this time. By following in the footsteps of the great sages, we are assured of success, even though we may ourselves be inadequate. The demigods praying to Krishna within the womb had said that by following the great sages, who have set down the process for self-realization, the ocean of material existence shrinks down to the size of the water contained within the hoofprint of a calf. And those great souls who cross this ocean of material existence, they leave a boat behind for us. And by taking meticulous care to observe what the process is, according to these previous acharyas, and to follow that process, we are assured of success. So one of the tenets of spiritual life, which is infallible, is hearing through disciplic succession the transcendental sound vibration that is coming down from the spiritual world. Srinvatam svakata krishna punya shravana kirtana Ridnyantaksto hibadrani vidhunoti suritsitam. All those things which are inauspicious for the soul, the coverings that have obscured his vision of his eternal master, Krishna, can be removed by the process of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then, by distributing that knowledge to others, Krishna is particularly pleased, and this Shravanam Kirtanam are the two primary methods for advancing in spiritual life. So we have this transcendental sound in written form, and we can transport it to others by giving them books, transcendental literatures. And then we ourselves, may I have a book? I'll feel a lot more comfortable if I have a book in my hand. For instance, the Bhagavad Gita fits perfectly within one's hand like this. And then if you're fortunate and have two hands, then you can turn it, and then you have two good eyes and ears. And that's all that's necessary for the process of self-realization. And we find living beings everywhere know how to grab a book like this, open it up, and read it. In fact, it's a natural propensity. Every bus, every train, every airplane you get on, you look around and people are trying to absorb knowledge somehow. Their nose pressed into a newspaper, which is filled with bad news and disturbing information. Stock market went up. That means it must go down. Anxiety. And we are transferring the attention of people all over the world from these anxiety-filled newspapers and magazines which simply agitate the mind like a boat on the water which has no resting place, which is pushed away by a strong wind, to the nectarian pastimes given to us through disciplic succession, coming down through the great sages. And anyone who transfers their intelligence and attention to these books will be satisfied, and they'll find great eagerness and happiness in life by reaching for their highest prospect, which is available in the human form of life. So we're coming together through this webinar to join as an alliance all over the world. Everyone has their separate programs and interests, but we want to gather that energy from groups all over the world to promote the great cause of distributing this transcendental knowledge to millions and millions of people. We feel that there's not enough distribution of transcendental knowledge going on, that it must be increased manyfold in order to satisfy the hearts and souls of people in the world. And therefore, we're using every means possible to connect everyone in the world through technological means so that we can share best practices, share enthusiasm and energy, and show that it's fun and easy to distribute spiritual knowledge when we work together. So now we've embarked upon the Bhaktivinoda Thakur monthly Sankirtan Festival, and over 800 people have already registered for this Sankirtan Festival. So today we're going to talk a little bit about it. Now, if you'll just turn this computer so I can see it, that way I won't have to. Excellent. Oh, that's okay. I think I can handle that. This is the screen we're on? Sorry, everyone. Technical difficulties. Okay. So, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur monthly Sankirtan Festival is a festival to glorify His Divine Grace, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose disappearance day is on June 30th. And he was the first to send books outside of India to enlighten people about the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He had a vision that people from all over the world would come together to chant Jai Sachi Nandan and to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which are non-sectarian and which can unite people all over the world and elevate them to the highest spiritual platform. He was so excited when he saw what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left behind. He wanted that everyone in the world would have the opportunity to take to this process that he left for us. And through the power of disciplic succession, down through Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, through Srila Prabhupada who came to America, and all the other great sadhus and saints who have pushed forward the transcendental sound, we are now recipients of this mission. And this is the greatest fortune, because in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Shushrusho Shradhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatseveya Bipra Punya Tirtana Shavanat, that when one does service to the great souls, then it is the best kind of service, and the result is that one will gain a taste for hearing about Krishna, which is the coveted, most coveted asset of the human life. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur monthly Sankirtan Festival has a goal. We have a goal, and that is to have at least 1,008 devotees working together in the time span between May 27th and June 30th to distribute books all over the world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself engaged in this activity of distributing spiritual knowledge everywhere he went. He taught that we should chant Hare Krishna, and that all of Krishna's energies are invested in his holy names. And just by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we will have direct access to Krishna himself. And by that, we'll get all purification, all knowledge. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayat Yashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayada Haitukam. By serving Lord Vasudev, there's a concomitant effect that one gets knowledge and detachment from the world, and naturally one elevates in spiritual life just by chanting the holy names of the Lord and comes to the highest and fifth goal of life, which is prema pumarto mahan, to develop love for Krishna. It's already there within the heart. It just needs to be reawakened. He also said to teach others. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went all over South India teaching others about this process of Krishna consciousness. And now we're coming together to imbibe the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and pass them on to everyone in the world. So for all of our listeners today who are tuned into this webinar, we invite you to use the text box on the screen to write in questions, comments, and we will address those. Our technical support team is here monitoring everything. Also, if you're on the phone listening, you can check in by phone and ask questions. If there's any background noise, just mute your phone by pushing *6. And you can unmute by pushing *6. So we are open for questions today about book distribution, about organizing your team for the Bhaktivinoda Thakur Monthly Sankirtan Festival. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda veritably opened a marketplace of the holy name. It was a systematic way to teach everyone all over the world about the purpose of life and how to attain it. And in the Kali Yuga, Kalim Sabhajayantyarya Guna Gya Sarabhagina Yatra Sankirtananenaiva Sarva Swarto Bilabhyate. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Karabhajana Muni says that those who are Sarabhagina, they know the essence of life, understand something very important about the Kali Yuga, and that is that you can get everything. Sarva Swarto Bilabhyate. Everything you want, you can obtain in Kali Yuga by the process of Sankirtan. So this marketplace is not like an ordinary mall where you walk in and you buy a bunch of useless stuff that is broken before you've finished paying for it, or that causes more anxiety than the all material objects cause some kind of anxiety, but this is free of anxiety. This marketplace is selling the Abhishta Doham, the fulfillment of all desires from within the heart. So Karabhajana Muni has said, this marketplace is where you want to shop, and you'll get everything that you want. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda did. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in 1891, reopened this marketplace, renewed it. He saw the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone underground for some time, and he brought them back to the surface, and he pushed them through his writings, through his teachings, through his son, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he wanted to see this marketplace spring up. He started Namhats, groups of devotees all over India who were gathering together to chant Hare Krishna and teach others. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that Surabhi Kunj in Navadvip, the marketplace, has been opened. From that place, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, one of Lord Chaitanya's stalwart pure devotees, carried the vibration forward. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur widened the marketplace all over India through the Gaudiya Mutt, sending disciples to Burma, to England. And then, of course, Srila Prabhupada picked up this directive to spread the holy names, bringing his books in trunks across the ocean on the Jaladuta. He spread the marketplace all over the world. So we're asking everyone to find their Jaladuta. We need to have a button saying, where's your Jaladuta? Because this is the point at which you get on that boat and you leave everything behind and decide that I'm going to do this. When you do that, then all energies come into play by the mercy of Krishna. When we fully dedicate, when we decide I'm doing this and there's no turning back, then Krishna sends everything our way to help us. And Srila Prabhupada set the example at an old age so that we'd have no excuse. So let's find our Jaladuta to help spread this marketplace all over the world. Srila Prabhupada gave this benediction. This is a benediction in this words. He said, so kindly help me. This is my request. In this request lies the greatest fortune for everyone who's listening. And that is that he requested us to help him distribute books. It's the books, it's the literatures that mark a great movement, that show the existence of a civilization which is advanced in all ways. Libraries, colleges mark what is civilized society. What is within the literatures actually show how advanced a civilization is. We have the greatest of all literatures, the Srimad Bhagavatam. We want everyone in the world to know that the poetry within the Bhagavatam is the finest poetry in the world. And not only that, it's transcendent. It brings one to the highest level of spiritual realization. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin prati shlokam abhadyavap yapi namanyanantasya yashonkitan yat shinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. It is meant to cause a revolution in the impious lives of the world's misdirected civilization. It's a revolution of the heart. It changes one's heart so that one can actually taste the real purpose of life, the real happiness of life, which is actually there in the heart, which is now being obstructed. And these books are full of the holy names of Krishna and all potencies from the spiritual world. It's a gift from Goloka Vrindavan. So we've gotten a request from Srila Prabhupada to assist him in spreading this all over the world. Let's take it in a big way, everyone doing their own part around the world, joining together. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the world. People speak all kinds of languages, but they can all understand as human beings the language of the spiritual world when they hear it. When the soul hears that sound that awakens him, then he understands. So we have books in Farsi, in Vietnamese, in Korean, in Spanish, in French, in German. This is a miracle that this is going on. What an effort by people all over the world to translate Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. We must bring it to a higher stage. Bring these books to people all over the world. They should be in all libraries. They should be in the homes of everyone in your town and in everyone in your village. And that requires going out and telling people about it, giving them association, talking to them about the benefits of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. When people hear what's in it for them, they'll take it, they'll read it, they'll embrace it, and their lives will become successful. This is the great mission of all the acharyas, and we have a part in it. Here's how you can participate right now, this month. Here's some steps. Join the Bhaktivinoda Thakur Monthly Sankirtan Festival. Distribute some books, at least one book. Build a team. A team can mean your friends from school, your family, your associates at work. All you have to do to build a team is talk to people about it. There's three rules in marketing. Talk to people, talk to people, talk to people. That's how movements get started, by people talking. And when people hear about something that's meritorious, then they'll start to do it. That's what human beings do. They've got their receptors open and they're listening. They're looking to find something beneficial. And when they hear about it, they'll take it. So you just have to talk to people to build a team. Tell people this is going on. And then report your score to the website, which is seventhgoswami.com. Network. Friends, family, associates, pets. Here's the marketing scheme for this Seventh Goswami festival. When you start off, you're a merchant. You sign up on the website and distribute one book and report your score. You're a merchant in the marketplace, and that's no small thing, to be a merchant in the Nam Hat, in the marketplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Lord Nityananda. When you find three people who do the same thing and become merchants, then you become a team builder. And when those merchants each find three people, you become a master team builder. So register, distribute at least one book, and report the distribution of your book to the website. Get three more people involved, become a team builder, and then when those three people find three people, become a master team builder. So team building is the key to the success of this program, because we want a lot of people each doing a little bit. Everyone does a little bit, that's natural. Everyone can afford to do a little bit. But all you have to do is use the power of multiplication by getting a few more people involved in doing a little bit. Can you think of somebody right now that might be interested in helping you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Who are you thinking of? What's his name?
Mukesh.
Okay, his friend back in India, his name is Mukesh. Mukesh, if you're listening out there, we need your help. How many Mukeshes are there in the world? Well, I don't know. We'll look in the phone book and find out. How many people do you know who know more people who know more people? So there's a huge network in this world. This world is one big network, and we want to utilize that to spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone can participate, and devotees all over the world, from Japan to Germany to Russia, China, Vietnam, everyone's involved right now in this process. Here's a picture that we just received yesterday when Damodar Vamsidhari was on his way to meet his Guru Maharaj down in San Diego. He got on the airplane and immediately started distributing books. And the first recipient was the person sitting next to him on the airplane. He took a picture of her. She was poring over the book pack that he had given her through the whole flight. So he sent this picture back via his iPhone so that we could appreciate the live action. Here at ISKCON Silicon Valley, the director of our educational program has said there's been a swell of interest in the younger community, starting from 5 up to 14 in Sankirtan. And 108 children had volunteered to go out and also distribute books. And it looks like they're having fun. Hansapriya has innovated and started Pet Sankirtan. These are her two dogs, Yogi and Flicker. They've been outfitted with backpacks that hold transcendental books. And these dogs are great book distributors. Everywhere they go, people want to buy a book from them. So we have this feeling, if Flicker and Yogi can do it, why not you? So here are the steps again. Join. It's easy. You just go and register on the website, and the register button is obvious. It's on the front page. That will take you to the registration panel, which just has a few pieces of information for you to fill in. Your login name, password, which you reconfirm, put your full name, your email address, and push register, and you're in. You're registered. Next, go out and distribute one book. Just think of how to distribute at least one book. And we say at least. All you have to do is one book, but generally when you get that momentum and you feel what it's like to distribute a book to another person. Someone told us the other day that, I know it was Omkar from Denver, Colorado. He told me a couple days ago, he was walking and he saw two women walking into a liquor store. And so he approached them before they did, and they were happy to buy a Bhagavad Gita and a couple other books before going in the liquor store. If that's not divine intervention, I don't know what is. And that just happens spontaneously. You don't know what's going to happen or until you try. When you get the book in your hand and you start thinking, what should I do with this? You'll be in a state of apprehension of how to do it. Now, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Rideshir Junatishtati. He says, I'm right with you all the time, no matter where you go. So bhakti yoga means to connect with Krishna in your heart, and book distribution connects you to the super soul, because as soon as you take this vow that I'm going to distribute at least one book, then you'll start chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and saying, Krishna, please show me how to do this. Isn't that how Srila Prabhupada spread this movement? Didn't he say the same thing when he was coming into the Boston Harbor? Didn't he catch the Jaladuta and not know exactly what was going to happen when he came here? Was there a car waiting to pick him up? There was nothing. But he said, please show me what to do. Krishna, you're in my heart. Please instruct me, and also instruct them to take this. So that's what we have to do. And that's why book distribution is the highest kind of yoga. It's a high sadhana. We're doing it for our own purification. Step up to this sadhana. Take at least one book and innovate. Take your Jaladuta and see where you're going to distribute this to another person. It changes everything in the universe. When you give somebody transcendental knowledge, it opens the door of the cage and allows that soul to fly free back to home, back to Godhead. Anyone who liberates other souls themselves becomes liberated, themselves gets the opportunity to go back to Godhead. Give mercy and you get mercy. Distribute a book. It's not hard, and get everyone else involved. Getting other people involved is fun. Building a team from our website has become extremely easy, because look at this. You get it, your own dashboard. This is a technological wonder. In fact, our technological team has been working around the clock. I'm not sure if they've slept for the last 3 or 4 months. They've been working on this, and still they continue to take calls that are pouring in from all over the world. And look what you get, your own beautiful dashboard. Right from here, all you have to do is enter in some emails and a short message to your friends, and you can send it out. You get a unique URL that you can share with other people. And when they sign up, they become part of your network. You can do it through our website. You can also copy it, paste it, send it out to other people through your own email. Or you can do it through Facebook. There's so many ways to network through the internet nowadays that anyone can do this to invite friends. And finally, report your score. Your scores come in to show the power of a lot of devotees, each doing a little bit. And the more it comes in, the more everyone gets encouraged. There's a place to report your score, and it will keep a cumulative tab listed in your network. We also want to hear from you how it's going, what your realizations are, what your testimonials are. And we have one right now, a testimonial is coming live here, spontaneously, right from the studio audience we have. Akurnath Prabhu? Give him a microphone that works. Krishna, Krishna.
I just had a question.
Yes.
So if you have friends that are already involved in another Sankirtan program in another temple, and they're already reporting their scores in another temple's book distribution, can you put them on your team, or how does that work?
The scores from other temples and people who are already connected to another program that are recording scores stay with those temples and programs. It doesn't change. This just keeps all the devotees together in one group on the Bhaktivinoda Thakur site to see the power of multiplication and to inspire and to get more information.
So that means that they can be part of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur site group, even though it's not only from a specific temple. They can report their scores with other temples as part of the other temple's regular Sankirtan program, but also there's a Bhaktivinoda Thakur site that reports this particular marathon.
Exactly. And if somebody happens to not be connected in any way, then they can join through here and take all the resources possible until they get connected to a local temple. This is meant to rise the water of the tide. Rising tide rises all ships. That's the idea. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay. Any other question? Yes. Giri Govardhan Das Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. I was wondering about reporting distributors who may not become like a merchant if they're not going on to register. Say we have friends who will go out and distribute books, or you know, children, or and you know, yogi and flicker, you know, who aren't going to be maybe reporting their scores directly. Is there a place where we report distributors also and book scores? Or is it only going to really be kind of counted towards the marathon if we maybe ourselves go and make them like a registered
technical
merchant?
Department?
Hare Krishna. So basically, yes, you can report scores on somebody's behalf, but you're supposed to register this person, brand new devotee, right? You just can use your email address, the same email address. Just use unique login and password. That's it. And we're going to count as a unique devotee, and you can report the score on his behalf.
Okay. So if you're registering somebody who doesn't have access to the internet, for instance, one of your pets, or somebody who has chosen to opt out of this 21st century by not being on the internet, then you can log in using your email, but just use a unique login name for that person, and you can register them yourself. Okay? Great. Yes, another question.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So from your earlier slide, right, remember you showed the merchant, the team builder, and the master, right? I went and registered at the website, and so the next step is who do I talk to get the books? And
how do I get books?
Yes.
Well, you can get books. If you live locally here, you can get them from ISV.
Okay.
And if you live far away, you can also order books from this website. There's a place where you can get books right on this website. Okay. And many, many people are doing that. If you live somewhere else, you can go connect with the local temple, and they'll have books. Okay. So there are several places you can get them. All the BBTs around the world have books stocked, and most of the ISKCON temples have books in their warehouses, and you can go and ask from them. Okay. And if you live locally here, we have books available and ready for you. You can get them from us.
Okay.
So anybody listening out there, if you have any question about where to get books, you can contact us and we'll hook you up with your local temple or BBT. And if you just happen to be out in the middle of nowhere and you can't get books any other way, you can get them through our website. But this is the second law of book distribution, is you must get books because it is physically impossible to distribute books that you don't have.
Yeah.
All right? Have you distributed books before?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I was saying report your stories and testimonials. Amazing things will happen when you go out to distribute books. And please, there's a section here where you can send them in. We'll post them on the website so other people can hear about your successes. And if you get testimonials, for instance, from people reading the books and you want to send those in, we met a young man the other day who happened to be visiting California, and he went to a motel to check in, and he found the Bhagavad Gita and became so excited about reading the Bhagavad Gita, he met us on the street and wanted to know all the other books that he could get. So we got a testimonial from that young man about how his life had changed from finding a motel, a Gita in the motels, which is another program for distributing books that's going on all over America under the care of Dilip Bhai and Mayapur Bihari. They're distributing tens of thousands of Bhagavad Gitas to motels. Here's a summary of the steps. Join the team. Distribute at least one book. Build your own team by getting a few friends. Do you have a few friends?
Yeah.
Yes, you have friends? Can you call them and tell them about this?
Sure.
What are you going to tell them? I'd like you to distribute some books. That sounds pretty easy. Okay? Think not about just what you're doing, but the power of your network. You talk to a few friends and encourage them to talk to a few friends. And a lot of people just get it right away. They say, oh, I understand what you're doing. I'll pass it on to others. And as this is catching on, we're seeing this spread all over the world. There are networks of people developing and teams of devotees developing in small towns, in farm country, in the far reaches of China. People are coming together and they're organizing themselves for mass distribution of books. So you need help? If you do, we have an expert technical staff waiting 24 hours a day. They're available to help you. You can write in your questions right from this help page called FAQs, Frequently Asked Questions on the website. Or you can send to admin@seventhgoswami.com and they'll get back to you to solve your quandary. Now, we'll take some questions because people have been writing in about their successes and also with questions about distributing books. And do we have anything? Well, as soon as you have something from the web, anybody checking in on that side, please let us know. Otherwise, from the assembly today, are there any questions so far about book distribution or ideas you'd like me to talk about? Yes. One last question or the first question? I hope it's not the last. Go ahead.
Whom to give the Lakshmi back if you, or after we collected the donations for the books? Whom should we give back, like in ISV? Who's
at ISV? Who to give the Lakshmi to?
Yeah,
you can give to Rakshit Jariwala.
Yes.
And if you don't see him, you can give to somebody to give to him.
Sure.
Okay, like give it to Sri Govinda Datto, and he'll give it to Rakshit Jariwala. But everything funnels through Rakshit Jariwala, Prabhu. Okay. Yes.
I think last time in LA, I was distributing book and the person told I'm a Buddhist. So I showed him Buddha's photo, then he took the book. So how we can find out the different things in Bhagavad Gita or some things which we can relate with them or with their religion? And
So if I understand you correctly, you said when you were in Los Angeles distributing books, you met a man and he said, I'm a Buddhist. And you showed him the picture of Buddha in the Bhagavad Gita, which is listed, which is here in the incarnations.
Yeah.
Yes, and so you showed him Buddha,
yeah.
And he was happy to buy the book because of that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then your question was, how do we find out more things about Bhagavad Gita that we can present to others?
Like sometimes Swamis, Catholics, or sometimes Muslims, or some other people who have different interests.
Well, I'll tell you something about Catholics. Thomas Merton, who is a great Catholic theologian, wrote extensively about the Bhagavad Gita because he was a big fan of the Bhagavad Gita, and there's a testimonial from Thomas Merton right in the front of the book. So if you meet a serious Catholic, and there are many wonderful Catholics all over the world who are in themselves Vaishnavas because they worship Lord Jesus Christ and have the personal conception of the Lord, you can direct them to what one of their greatest scholars of all time said right here in the front of the Bhagavad Gita. And you'll find all kinds of ways to present to people by using your Krishna-given genius. Prabhupada said that everyone has their own genius within, and Krishna will provide the intelligence. Pray to Krishna, please reveal to me how to present these books. And then go out and watch others, because everyone has something to teach you. Even the brand new distributor who's first distributing, who's innovating and starting off and showing people what he or she knows from the books, you'll find some angle and a way to present the Bhagavad Gita in an interesting way that'll catch people's attention. Akurnath Prabhu, what do you say when you present the Bhagavad Gita to others?
I first ask them if they've heard of the Bhagavad Gita. I don't ask them. I basically say, you've heard of the Bhagavad Gita, haven't you? Because If they haven't, they'd be admitting that they're just not an educated person, you know. So I say, you've heard of the Bhagavad Gita, haven't you? And I show them the back, and I say, people like Thoreau and Emerson have read it, Martin Luther King, Mohandas Gandhi. It's one of the classic books of world literature. and it explains the entire philosophy of the Vedic civilization. But it's explained directly by Krishna, who's the master of yoga, Yogeshwara. I said, you've heard of yoga, haven't you? And they say, yes.
Are you writing this down? You should make notes. Master of yoga. Yeah, go ahead.
So I say, this is the essential philosophical explanation of the yoga philosophy, especially bhakti yoga. You know, I ad lib, you know, as I'm talking to them, but I try to engage them directly on, I say, you know, it's not yoga about just exercises and health and the different asanas or seating positions, but it's the philosophy of what is the mind, what is the soul, what are the senses, what is nature, what is God, and how they're all related. It talks about karma, it talks about reincarnation. This is the original classical explanation of these things by Krishna himself. And sometimes I talk about the Mahabharata. I say it's part of the Mahabharata, which is the longest poem in the world. So I try to emphasize, you know, I see what they're saying also. I listen to them, but I try to emphasize this is high culture. And, you know, it's not just something like sometimes religions come out and they have tracts and they, you know, and they're just trying to get you to join their group or something like that. But my emphasis is more that this is high culture. Sanskrit is a classical language. There was this great civilization in classical times when Alexander the Great came to India and, you know, conquered part of India. At that time, there was this whole huge other empire all over India, this Gupta Empire, Mauryan Empire, that was there. That and this is one of the world's great cultures. It's part of the great classical heritage of the world. And it actually, it teaches the essential philosophy that's essential to all religions about love of God but on a, you know, on a philosophical platform. So I probably don't say this whole spiel that I'm saying now, but I relate to the person. I try to see what they're interested in, and then directly talk about Krishna consciousness based on their interests.
Thank you very much for sharing that. It's important that if you're going to advance in any science, you take notes. So I recommend that anyone who's serious about learning how to distribute books keep a little notebook. And when you get around somebody who's distributing or you can ask somebody, then write it down. I'll give you an example if you'll pass me my laptop. I talked to a devotee who's an expert book distributor in Washington, D.C. His name is Sankirtan Yajna Prabhu. And he gave me his presentation, how he distributes books, and I'm about to share it with you. I keep on my laptop a section where there are Sankirtan lines, and here's what Sankirtan Yajna says to people. He shows a Bhagavad Gita, and then he points to Arjuna on the Bhagavad Gita. He said, here's a person. He's all stressed out with life. He has family problems, and he's having difficulty even doing his job. So he turns to Krishna and has a conversation. It's only a 700-verse conversation, but when it's all said and done, Arjuna is all excited about life. He's enthusiastic about doing his job, and he understands how to deal with his family. What happened here? He didn't change his clothes. He didn't change his job. He changed his heart based on this information. So all you need to do is read it, is to read and understand this information, get it under your belt, and go out and live life. That's the presentation that came to him by his own genius from Krishna within his heart and presenting over and over to college students. And he brings it to them in such a way that they can understand the Bhagavad Gita, that here's a person stressed out with life. And people go, I'm stressed out with life. And then it doesn't know how to deal with their family. I can't deal with my family either. And he just had a conversation with Krishna and everything was solved. And they think, I'll take it. Because this is how we relate to What's in it for them? What are people looking for? And Bhagavad Gita does solve the problems of life. There are so many problems of life, not the least of which is death. And in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about what death is, and it immediately relieves the stress and the anxiety for the impending death, which is hanging over our head. So find other people, ask them, what are you telling people when you present the Bhagavad Gita, when you present Srimad Bhagavatam, and then you can make a list, and then you can go out and experiment with that. It's nice when you go out, if you're a regular book distributor, to take some time every day to experiment. Don't do what you usually do. Do something completely different. Take 10 minutes or a half hour or a complete day, if you like, opposite day, and do what you haven't done before. And present, go outside what you usually present, and you'll discover new things. Try things that other people are doing, and that'll work. Malini?
Prabhuji, we have a question online. Okay. This is from Vedavit Krishna Prabhu.
Vedavit Krishna Prabhu is checking in. Hare Krishna.
But his question is, how can I join Sankirtan certification course?
How can you join the Sankirtan certification course? If you write in, we can send you the Sankirtan certification course. Also, we have presentations of the Sankirtan certification course, different parts of America. You can check in when to take that course. Just write to us and we'll put you on a list when it's being presented, the Sankirtan certification course. And if you've already taken it a few times and you'd like to present it to people in your area, then you can do that also. We have the PowerPoint available. Other questions? Yes, Hansapriya.
Prabhuji, I find that when I request somebody to take a look at the book, they're always in a rush. So is there something to just quick stop them or a statement we can use just to just like catch line or something?
Sure. Now, of course, remember too that Prabhupada faced the same thing. That's why he wrote an article in one of his earlier BTGs that chronic disease of modern man, no time. And that was from his own experience because he was going around meeting people, distributing books directly to the crowds in Delhi and other places. And they would say, no time, no time. I'm in a big hurry right now. When I meet people, I look, first of all, for people who are not in a rush because there are some that aren't in a rush. And I do that by observing their body language and looking in their eyes. You'll see people walking. For instance, if you're on a street corner, which is the hardest venue there is. There are much easier venues, but I'm speaking about a street corner just as a point of reference. I meet people's eyes, and I'll just wave to them and say hi. And I'll announce, if I'm out of town, like when I was in Toronto last week, I would say, I'm from San Francisco. Where are you from? And based on their response, I can see how fast they're going. Some people will say, I'm in a hurry. And sometimes when people say I'm in a big hurry, then I just ask them, are you in a big hurry? Are you in a really big hurry? And then they'll say, yes, I'm in a really big hurry. Then I say, do you want me to show you really quick? And I leave it up to them. So they say, I'm in a big hurry. I say, are you in a big hurry? Yeah, I'm in a big hurry. You want me to show you really quick? And if they say yes, then they've given permission voluntarily to come over and have a look. And if they say no, then what do? Chase them down the street, right? No, that's not what we do. We let go and we leave a good impression with everybody that we meet. And one of the ways that we're distributing goodwill is leaving a good impression with each person. If someone says, I'm in a hurry, I don't want to be bothered, then we respect that. we let them go, and we leave them with a nice smile and a feeling that we're their well-wisher. We don't want to just sell them something or chase them down. Let them go. So let the game come to you. And if you stay in one place, experiment with this sometime. Don't go after people. Just stand in one place and say, hi, hi, hi. And eventually you'll find that some people will say, oh, what are you doing? They'll be so friendly and open that they'll come over to you. And I do this all the time whenever I'm distributing, except for it's door to door because I'm walking and meeting them. But I generally let them come to me because it's individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. Is that helpful? Okay. And the other thing is when I'm presenting the Bhagavad Gita, I normally say, I'll show you this really quick. Because everyone who's affected by the mode of passion wants to know how long is this going to take because I have other matters to attend to. So I assure them when I hand it, I'm going to show you really quick because I know you're in a hurry. That's what I say a lot. So I hand them the book. I say books on yoga and meditation shows you how to get free from stress. You've heard of stress before, right? And they say, yeah, I sure have. And I say, but your eyes look spiritual. What's your secret? And they'll tell me their secret that, I'm just a happy person. And I say, great. I'll show you this really quick because I know you're in a big hurry. Or may be in a big hurry. I don't like to be presumptuous. And I take the book back and then I show and tell through the book. And I always gauge what their attention span is. If they start looking around, look at their watch, pick up their cell phone, something like that, I know that they're in a hurry. And also when you're on a street corner, if there's a traffic light, it tends to speed people up also. Because they may stop for a second and the light changes. They go, I have to go. Why do you have to go? Because the light changed. So try to gauge where their attention span, what the length of their attention span is, and from that you can speed up. Sometimes I just cut to the chase and just tell people immediately. I just say, we're distributing spiritual books, and it's for a donation. You give whatever you like, and you can take it with you. You can just say that all in one breath and abbreviate the whole presentation and give them the opportunity to take it along. Other questions? Yes, Hansapriya.
Roji, I have met nice people on the street. At the same time, I have met also some people that they close me up. And I get nervous and I sense their energy. It's like, what is this about kind of thing. And then I get so closed up. So how I should handle myself?
If you learn a nutshell presentation, something that's wrote that you've memorized, and when you meet somebody, you have it in your mind just how to present to them, then whatever the person's disposition is, you go through the process and present it, and that way you won't feel anxiety from what their reaction is, because you know what to say. Do you ever meet people who are open? That's who we're looking for. We're looking for people who are open. She said yes, by the way. She wasn't on the microphone. But be selective. And you look for the ripe fruits. When you find somebody who's ripe, then give them as much as possible. And when somebody's not ripe, then respect that. And I find that the more I step back from people who aren't interested, the more they're interested. And there's some funny psychology about that. If I'm detached and I'm not pushing it forward as much, then people become more interested to see what we have. Okay? Yes. So distributing small books. There are lots of ways that you can distribute small books or packages of small books. But if you have a small book, may I have one, please? That's kind of a medium book. This is fairly small. This is called The Path of Perfection. And here is another book which is very popular called Beyond Birth and Death. These small books you can carry in your pocket wherever you go. And when you're walking around in everyday life, you find an opening. For instance, what if you go to the bank and you're talking to the teller and you give the teller a piece of prasadam? And he or she says, oh, thank you very much, and seems to be open. And if they initiate a conversation and say, you know, why are you so nice, or, you know, what's the occasion? Say, oh, we have this worldwide project going on to distribute millions of these books, and here, it's on yoga. You've heard of yoga before, right? And you can just hand over the book. These books are inexpensive. You can carry them wherever you go. And when you have the opportunity in your everyday life, you can dispense them to people that you meet. So we recommend that you get a batch of these small books and try an experiment for the month. Take some with you whenever you walk out the door. It'll change your experience of life. If you walk out the door armed with a few of these books, you have them in your pocket, you have them in your book bag, in your purse. And when you meet people who are open, just take it out and hand them a book. And there's not much that you need to say. It's a book on yoga. It teaches how to find inner peace. This is a universal message that you can tell people everywhere. Inner peace, inner happiness. Happiness comes within, and this book shows how to tap into it. It's the ancient science of yoga. And when we ask for donations, when we're going out to distribute books, the reason we ask for people to give a donation, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, we don't distribute this to people who aren't devoted or austere. So there's different ways that people can show their devotion or austerity. One of the ways is to stop and talk to you. That's an austerity, in the sense that they're taking some of their valuable time. Another way is that they can volunteer some of their hard-earned money. When they do that, they've made some austerity, and they've showed some devotion. And that way, they can actually enter into the mystery of this book. I tell people that. Last night, when we were out on the street with the Harinam Sankirtan, I met people, and I met two women, a mother and a daughter. The mother was 86-year-old, and the daughter didn't reveal her age, but she told what her mother's age was, because she was spry. And her daughter was proud of that fact. So I showed them the Bhagavad Gita, and when I mentioned the donation, at first she thought, oh, donation. And then I said, no, we don't need the money. The reason we ask is because when you give something in return for spiritual knowledge, you get a special blessing and good fortune. And she said, oh, yeah, that's true. I agree with that. And she gave $5 and took a paperback Bhagavad Gita. So if you explain why we're asking for donations and you just tell them in a philosophical term, then they'll understand it and they'll appreciate it. And small books, we have many, many books. You can get a case of these books for just about $100 or so, and you'll have hundreds of books that you can take with you, and you can invent ways. One of the ways already shown to us by Bhaktivinoda Thakur was to send books out, like little messengers that can go all over the world, this message. So you put it in an envelope, you can FedEx it, you can mail it through the U.S. mail, and send it out to people with a little note. Write a creative note and send it to your old history teacher from high school, or a public figure, or some of your friends. And when you take the time to actually send somebody a gift through the mail with a personal note, the reciprocation is really powerful, because people generally, 99% of the time, they get junk in their mail. And it's just bills and offers for things that people don't really need, want, or desire at all. And when they get a nice note and a book in the mail, they'll be excited to hear from you something on yoga, and it'll change their lives. Akurnath.
We should make a database, or people should put some energy into collecting the identities of people who, because they're very important persons, like, let's say, all members of U.S. Congress and Senate, we should send them a book, and, people that are public intellectuals, that, are creative writers, thinkers, opinion makers. We should try to get, collect a database of who ought to get a book, and have a department of, people who can send personalized individual messages to these people, saying, I read your book on such and such, I really liked it, and I thought, I'm a member of this Bhaktivinoda Thakur marathon, or I'm a member of ISKCON, and I thought that because of some of the points you were making, that you appreciate this book, and make some, it sounds like like Bhaktivinoda Thakur was carrying on a correspondence with Emerson, and and sending books to universities and stuff, that we should target, I think, VIPs, especially opinion makers, intellectuals, and you know, cultural, you know, lions, and get Prabhupada's books in their hands, get them to talk about it.
We'll consider the program inaugurated by just your mentioning it now, and we would like to anoint you as the director, the overseer of the program. And all we ask is if you would find at least 10 in the next week, list 10, and then we'll send them out to the first 10 by this time next week. Would you be able to do that?
Yes, 10 I can do. I'm already thinking. Camille Paglia is a classics professor at in a university in Pennsylvania. I've been reading Ayan Hirsi Ali's books about her experience growing up in Somalia as a refugee from
What book will you send them?
I think either Bhagavad Gita or Krishna book.
Can we do that by next week?
Yeah. So you want 10?
I'll write not only 10 personal written, but letters. 10 sent.
Okay,
but I have to. By next week.
I don't know how to find their addresses to send a book.
Who can
to them.
Help him with that? Who's an expert who knows how to find addresses? Hansapriya. Okay, Hansapriya is an executive secretary. She knows how to track people down.
I mean,
so
a lot
she'll
of these
join
people,
your team.
You could probably send it through their publishers, but you never know if they'd get it that way.
Try. Okay, so the goal for next week is to send out 10 books. Akurnath and Hansapriya, this team. We'll send out at least 10 books to prominent people.
Yeah, university professors are easy because you can find their office. You know, you can send it directly to their university if you know where they're teaching and you know that they're there that semester. You could easily find that out, and then you can just mail it to their office at the university.
And you'll include a letter, or something.
Yeah, so I have to write letters to these people based on what I've.
Okay, so the goal is by next Saturday at this time, which is 9. Oh, what time? What time is it? 8:40, we'll have sent out 10 packages to prominent people, including a note and Prabhupada's books.
Can I have 2 weeks? Because I'm going to the Motel Gita. I'm going to the Motel Gita convention. The AHOA convention is next weekend.
Okay, 2 weeks. Done. Good idea. Very nice. What's that? Another team member? Another team member has just joined. Let's hear it.
Jai, Haribol.
Giri Govardhan. The team is growing. Okay, very nice. And he'll help you if you'll dictate the letter. Any other questions about book distribution? So take some time to go through the website and see what's there. If you have questions, write into us on the SeventhGoswami.com website. And we'll be standing by to take your questions every day. The numbers are ticking upwards. Scores are pouring in. Testimonials are coming in. And we invite everyone to take full advantage of this window of opportunity all the way up to June 30th, when the appearance day of a disappearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur will be celebrated here at ISV and around the world. And we'll have something significant to offer to the Thakur. Yes, question. Oh, you'll definitely have to use the microphone.
Now,
hold it right up like this.
Yeah.
There you go.
We go to a school, so we use buses. So like around 20 to 25 minutes, we are inside the bus. So how we can use that time in distributing books? Like,
there when you're in a bus traveling, if you make a conversation with somebody and you qualify them, in other words, it's relevant, especially if you're going to see the people over and over again, it's a good idea to just make some personal conversation and contact. That's normal in everyday social behavior, to say, hi, how are you, where are you from? And then when you find some common point of interest, then you can say, oh, by the way, I'm on this marathon, and here, we have these books. Take a look at this. You can hand them the book. So be particularly interactive, and I also recommend that if you're going on a bus, you also distribute prasadam. It's a friendly thing to do, which is not so far out of the ordinary. A little bit out of the ordinary in Western culture, but people will appreciate it. And when you find the people who are especially appreciative, then you can also give them a book. If you go straight on the bus and start going up and down the aisle, then most likely you'll be rebuffed in some way. Take your time to cultivate people by making friendships, giving prasadam, and when you find interested people and you find a point of reference that you can share, then hand them over a book and explain to them what we're doing. It's totally acceptable. We have one from the internet.
Yes, Prabhuji, this question is from Nityananda Chandra Das from Dallas.
Nityananda Chandra Prabhu in Dallas Ki Jai. Hari Bol. To all the devotees in Dallas.
His question is, what are some approaches when doing door-to-door sankirtan? I really want to start with my family, but have never done it.
What a great question. Thanks for checking in with us this morning. Door-to-door sankirtan is traditional. Lord Nityananda did it. Lord Chaitanya did it himself. People are waiting for Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They're looking out their window shades wondering, when is Nitya and Chaitanya going to come and save me? If, in case you wondered what people are doing in their houses, that's what they're doing. And to kill time, they watch television, which is the plug drug, and they do all kinds of other things inside their house out of boredom and separation from Krishna. So they, first of all, know this for a fact. They're waiting for Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya and their representatives to come to their door. When you go door to door, all you have to do is be friendly. When I go to a door and I knock on the door, I build up a sense of anticipation, and I think about when I'm going to visit my best friends and I'm going to have prasadam at their house. When you go home to visit your friends and you're going to have prasadam and sit around and read Bhagavatam and a happy time, there's a kind of happiness in your heart that is like no other. And so I imagine that behind that door is my best friend, and we're going to have prasadam, and we're going to read Srimad Bhagavatam, and I knock on the door, and I build up that feeling in my heart, and as soon as they open the door, I say, hi, and I let that energy loose. And it's just a friendly hi and an appreciation for somebody who's behind the door, and then I gauge their reaction. And I look, and some people say, hi, how are you? And then you can hand them a card. If you have a card from your local temple, like your Kalachanjis, and you give them a card, say, hi, we're from a local yoga center. And we have a special program going on where we have dozens, sometimes they say hundreds, which is true, or thousands, which is the case right now, going all over the neighborhood or all over the world right now for the next couple of weeks to talk to people about our program and hand them a card. Have you heard of yoga before? Or are you from this area originally? Ask them a question. They say, sure. And they say, here, we'll show you. And then just show them the books. Use the word show and hand them a card to identify yourself that you're bona fide, you're from a local place, and then say, here, we're showing these books. And when you say, here, we're showing these, people are very relaxed at their doors. Once they open the door, you can say, here, we'll show you. Hand the book over, and then show them the book. All you have to do is tell them what's in the book. And there are a few pages you can go through in the Bhagavad Gita that show the changing bodies exhibit and say, look it, we're passing through this lifetime, starting from babyhood, going all the way through old age, and ask them, where do you see yourself in this picture? You can also show them the back cover, Thoreau, Emerson, Gandhi, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Albert Einstein, the Beatles, they all read this book. And in the front, there is the universities listed, University of Southern California, Georgetown University. Just mentioning these builds credibility in the book. You could show them the ancient Sanskrit and how it's translated into English. And then you can mention to them that we do this as a benefit to spread spiritual knowledge all over the world, and it's just based on donations. The books cost around $8 to print for this Bhagavad Gita. Anything you give over that is a donation. And people will be very happy to donate. They'll go out back in their house and they'll bring out something and they'll give it as a donation. And a lot of people invite us in. As they see us and they appreciate, they'll say, please come in. And we sit down and we can talk to the family. And sometimes it's people's birthdays going on. And it's all kinds of situations that bring you closer to the people when you go door to door. So when you go with your family also, it's especially gratifying because people will see that you're together. They'll look through the peephole, which is another thing. Most apartments have peepholes. And when you look, when I knock on the door, I watch the peephole, because as soon as the peephole turns dark, it means somebody's looking out at me. And then I wave to them, say hi. And then they open the door. And door to door is best, we find, in middle class settings. When you go really high end, sometimes people feel a little more sense of proprietorship, and they don't want you to be on their porch because you might mess it up. And if it's a really poor neighborhood, sometimes the door might fall off or something like that. But if you go in middle class, then it's the best. But all of it works fine. When I was in Toronto, there's a very wealthy neighborhood right around the temple, and someone was telling me one of the senior devotees used to actually go to all those homes, to the wealthiest of homes, to talk to those people, to give them special mercy. So you can go door to door anywhere in the world, and you'll find success. It's a very exciting way to go. So please try it. I hope that answered your question. And if you have more questions, you can write in, or we will answer them, you know, via email, or send one of our representatives down there even to take you out door to door. Yes, another question.
You mentioned about prasadam. I tried to, like last week, I tried to give some prasadam which I had brought from temple, but where to get more small prasadam, like say cookies or something, where to get, because
the question is where to get prasadam. Now, bring a good point. Prasadam should be nicely packaged and appropriate to the culture so that people can appreciate it. And you can get prasadam by making it yourself or finding somebody who's expert at making prasadam, but package it nicely. If you take out, subji and you try to give it to him from a spoon, it's in India that might go over. And people go, oh, yeah, ma prasad, give it to me. But in America, if you try to give people subji with a spoon on the street, they'll look at you like, you know, you're trying to spread the bubonic plague or something. But here we have things like lollipops and cookies, and if you package them nicely, you even put a label on it that tells the ingredients, then when you pass it out, people appreciate it, and they'll take it. So you have to find what's appropriate. Lollipops are bona fide. If the ingredients are pure, Prabhupada gave us permission. There are the letters on record where he allowed the devotees to distribute candy canes, and he said, what is the harm? He said, in India all the time, we buy sugar candies, plain sugar candies. We offer them straight to the deities and distribute them. All over, when you go on Parikrama Vrindavan, Brajaris all the time will hand you these little sugar candies that come from the store, but they're offered to Radha and Krishna. So we can do that also. Equip yourself with prasadam as much as possible, because when you're giving in that mood of passing out prasadam to people, you'll attract a flow where people become interested in what you have. And experiment with this in your daily life. Take out prasadam whenever you go to your school, to your work, and just get in the habit of giving it to everybody wherever you go, and you'll find great results. They'll happen of their own accord just by the mass distribution of prasadam. Malini?
Prabhuji, we have another question online from Shrutadev Prabhu.
Shrutadev ki jai, Haribo.
And his question is, can you talk about store-to-store, please?
Store-to-store. Yes, Shrutadev Prabhu. My obeisances to you. Store-to-store sankirtan is one of the most exciting kinds of sankirtan. It's just like door-to-door, only you know their home. Because you can look right through the glass and you see they're in there. And storekeepers are equally as bored as anybody else in their house. They're maintaining a shop. They're in anxiety. Is anybody going to come in and buy anything? They're thinking about their boss who should have given them a raise, but he's a stinking rat, so he hasn't yet. I mean, all these things are going through their mind. And when you go in a store, all you have to do is to find the owner or the person in charge. That's the first thing to do. And generally, you want to go in when they're not busy. If they're busy and they're talking to customers, it's not a good time. They're distracted. It's their time to make a living. But most places are not full. They have times when there's nobody in the shop. So you just look in the window, go on in, and then walk straight up to the person in a humble, unassuming manner and introduce yourself the way you do when you go door to door. Just say, hi, how are you? And then hand them a card and say, we are going all over the neighborhood today and we have a local yoga center. And here's our address. We teach yoga and we teach about Bhagavad Gita. And then you start a conversation. You can ask them, you know, how's things in your shop? And have you heard of yoga before? A couple of questions. And then they'll say, yes, I have heard of yoga and everything's going fine in my shop. And you say, great. Then here, I'll show you one of our books. We're showing them to everybody today. And if you've already had some success in that same area, you can say, I just talked to the guy next door in the dry cleaner. I talked to Ralph, and he knows Ralph. And, you know, then you'd start to build a rapport. And like that, you just go into the shop. And sometimes when you're going shop to shop, you'll find that there are multiple employees, and each one of them will take a book. For instance, in hair salons, it's classic when you go in there, they're sitting there cutting people's hair all day, so they need a little break, and they'll stop, and the person will buy a book, and then all the employees will come over and buy a book. We had one place, it was a nail salon, where the owner of the nail salon asked us to have a kirtan in the shop. And there were like 15 customers. Remember that? We were going to nail salons, and she liked the book so much, and she said, don't you guys chant or something? There were a few of us there. And we said, sure. And she said, can you chant for us? So we had a kirtan in the shop. A miracle, amazing things happen when you go to store. And one woman asked us if we could leave some books in the shop. So that opened us up for setting up a smart box. Don't be afraid. Go right in the stores. People don't mind. And if they do mind, they'll either just give you a cold shoulder, which is very rare, or they'll say, I'm not interested, which is even rarer still. And it's just a straightforward, nice way to go around and find people. Another one?
Yes, Prabhuji. Same question from Shrutadev Prabhu again. What do you say about prasadam when you're giving them a lollipop or candy?
When we're giving out a lollipop or candy, just say, here, have one of these. Here's a lollipop. Lollipop is self-explanatory. It's self-manifested, and not self-manifested, but it appears to be. It's so attractive in, you know, as an object in itself when people see a lollipop. I met John Sununu. He was in the Reagan administration or Bush? White House Chief of Staff for Ronald Reagan. I met him at the airport. I knew what he looked like. He's unmistakable. I was doing book distribution at the airport, and it was giving out lollipops. Yes?
He's going to be the defense secretary. He's been nominated for Secretary of Defense now.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he's wearing T-lock by now. Anyway, I met him behind the booth. Here's what happened. He came up to my was walking by my booth at the airport, and you know, just as I said, oh, how are you, Mr. Sununu? And I said, here. And I handed him a lollipop. And he just opened it as he was standing there talking to me. He stood and talked to me for a couple minutes. And he just opened it and put it in his mouth. And as I was talking to him and I showed him a book and everything like that, he was eating the lollipop. There's no question. It's like in Vrindavan, when I go around Govardhan Hill, I bring a pocket full of lollipops. And sometimes the monkeys, there was one monkey sitting right outside the Govardhan Ashram, and he was looking at me like, what do you have? And I said, I got a lollipop. And I threw him a lollipop, and in one, this is slow motion, but he grabbed it, opened it, and put it in his mouth. And everybody knows what to do. Monkeys know what to do. Chiefs of staff know what to do. When you get a lollipop, you just put it in your mouth and you take it. And that's the magic of prasadam. Just give it out everywhere, wherever you go. It's a friendly thing to do. It's part of the six exchanges of love. Dadati pratigrinati, guhyamakiti pratigrinati. It's our secret weapon. So get prasadam and put together a festival wherever you go. You have the holy name. you have prasadam, and you have books. You have these three things. You have an instant festival from the spiritual world. So chant Hare Krishna, and if it's by yourself, you can chant at intervals and then give out prasadam and books. If you can get another friend to come with you, one can chant, one can distribute. If you can get three, better. This is Sankirtan. It means bring everyone together and do this. And that's what we're doing here with the Bhaktivinoda Thakur monthly Sankirtan festival. Our tenet is there's not enough people doing Sankirtan. Everyone in the world should do it, and that's what Lord Chaitanya wanted. So let's do it. Let's everyone do it to the best of your capacity. If you can just do for 5 minutes every week, fine. But everyone in the world do it, and that'll make the world a better place. Anything else from the internet? Question in the front row. You definitely need the microphone.
In the schools, like we have professors, like they are most of the time free person. We can go, like, how to show them? Like
professors?
Yeah, professors or, like, teachers.
Professors and teachers, you want to be a little tactful because just like parents, they don't want you to come in and try to teach them something. You're the student and they're the teacher. Don't worry, it's not an earthquake. It's just technical difficulties. The same way, build a rapport. If you go in and find some commonality between the two of you, in your talking, when you're exchanging a paper or something like that, if you find something where the person has a point of interest that matches yours, just you can appreciate them and say, "Oh, that's very interesting, and I really like," and ask their opinion and say, "Here. I've been reading this book, and I respect your opinion as a great scholar and a teacher. And I thought of you, that you'd appreciate this because you've been to India or you mentioned something about philosophy. So I thought of you, and I thought of all people, you'd appreciate this." So you should be very humble when you present. Akurinath Prabhu.
Most, if you're taking a class from someone, mostly they have office hours, and mostly they'll have office hours, and they encourage students to actually come in.
Hare Krishna.
Especially, I don't know, if you're taking electronic circuit theory or something, it might be hard to relate it to Krishna consciousness, but if you're taking history, philosophy, liberal arts, subjects, literature and things like that, they actually encourage students to come to them, to meet them at least once or twice during the semester and talk about what you're getting out of the class and how it's interesting you and relating to something in your own life. And in those times, I have found that the professors, philosophy professors, always fascinated by my interest in Krishna consciousness and how, I can relate it to something that's going on in the class. And it's an easy time to say, here's the Bhagavad Gita, you've heard of it. They say, I've heard of it, I've been meaning to read it, or I've heard of Prabhupada and I've been meaning to read some of his books and stuff like that. I've had that experience.
Yes, Malini.
Prabhuji, I think there's a question on the phone, Prabhuji.
Okay, we have a phone, a caller with a question. Go right ahead.
You can press star 6 to unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna?
Yes, Hare Krishna?
Go right ahead. Caller, go right ahead.
Hare Krishna?
Yes, we can hear you. Go right ahead.
Prabhu, this is Sri Krishna Purushottam Das.
Shri Krishna Purushottam, very well.
Encourages how to do in the big festivals like we are on the way, we are just loading the books.
Yes.
Do big in big festivals.
Okay, so Shri Krishna Purushottam has just called in and he's saying he's on his way to a big festival called the Harmony Festival where there's music, there's entertainment, and there's 20,000 people predicted. We have a booth there. Well, I'll tell you something. We got good reports from Bhakta George, who went and set up yesterday. He texted me a picture of his booth as soon as he got there, and it's beautiful. And about an hour later, he texted me and said he'd sold his first set of Bhagavatams. And then he texted me a while later and said he sold The Art of Transcendence. Wow. And then he texted a while later and said it was going great. And then we got the report this morning that he collected almost $500. And he had sold a plethora of books and was ready to go the next day. So for big festivals, first of all, find them. There are festivals of all shapes and sizes around your metropolitan area. And if you scour the newspaper and the internet and look for those, you'll find openings. And there's always an opening to present the Sankirtan movement and Prabhupada's books. Just get yourself a space. Sometimes they're free. Sometimes you have to pay for them. But visibility is the key. Once you're in there, you'll find those rare souls who are interested. And in special festivals like spiritual festivals and festivals that are related to health, we're particularly a point of interest. And set up, have good variety, have a nice-looking booth, have prasadam to give out to people, and be there and talk to people, and they'll come to you. That's the benefit of being at one of these festivals. And that's happening with Bhakta George already. And we wish you good luck at the Harmony Festival today. We'll look forward to hearing what the news is. Is that okay? Shri Krishna Purushottam Prabhu.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Have a great day up there. Hare Krishna. So we've talked a little bit about the Bhaktivinoda Thakur Monthly Sankirtan Festival, the importance of it, how it works. We've invited everyone once again to join. And not only that, we ask everyone who's already joined, who's listening today, to invite a few friends, because this is the power of a lot of people each doing a little. That is, if we have a lot of people, all each one of us has to do is a little bit more to get an exponential increase. And we've talked about a few ideas for distributing books, and to generalize, it's fun and it's easy. All you have to do really is get books and go out, and from the sincerity of your heart, try to present it to other people out of your deep appreciation for what you've gotten yourself, and you will be an unqualified success even if you fail. And you can't go wrong. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us for the second webinar for Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Monthly Sankirtan Festival. We wish you Godspeed. Always chant Hare Krishna. Remember Krishna by chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And show kindness to every living being, because this is what Krishna asks us to do in the Bhagavad Gita. And he says anyone who does so is extremely dear to him. Thank you very much. Go Premanande Arivo!